It's so green right now. All the trees are so green, but the tulips are super beautiful, and they just bring a lot of color and pinks and oranges to campus. It's just
the more foliage and grass that we can have from trees and landscape, you can't beat that for beauty. And when you got the mountains here in the valley behind it, you're not going to see a campus this good.
That was Pono and Dr. McNeil, two of the many Aggies strolling through campus. It's nearly summer, and after months of lectures, papers, and exams, staff and students are finally rewarded with lush green lawns and newly sprouted flowers. It's not just locals who appreciate USU's landscape. In an article published May, Time magazine recognized USU as the most beautiful college in Utah, stating mountain scenery, a well-groomed campus, and valley views are what make the school so eye-grabbing. The facilities branch on campus staffs nearly 300 people working year-round to not only maintain the campus grounds, but design and construct it as well. Rob Reeder, the director of facilities maintenance, attributes the school's wonderful landscape to the facilities branch, the agriculture department, and the hard work of the campus's many students and employees.
The one thing that keeps campus really looking good is having the right people. We have some outstanding employees who take initiative and take pride in what they do. We have the most beautiful flower beds on campus that I can imagine. People take it upon themselves to help design those flower beds, the areas of campus, the gardens, to maintain the lawns. There's a lot of effort and a lot of detail goes into that.
USU Facilities oversees and maintains 500 acres of land and 100 major buildings. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Dennis Stock.